but you know, there are seatbelts on board the coach.
There's a voice I've heard this last little while. At first a whisper, a nod and a smile. A meeting, two, then four and much more. A voice for Indi is more like a roar.
So why are you along on this bus trip here today, Eileen?
Well, like I said, for excitement. A really exciting idea to organise a bus for Cathy, and I wouldn't miss it for worlds.
Before this campaign, had you ever got heavily involved in politics?
No, not heavily involved at all. I've always been sort of interested without understanding it.
Twitter and Facebook were rocking along. Voters' comments excited and strong. 600 volunteers rode on the wave, and sometimes good fortune favours the brave.
Hi, I'm Carol Mudford from Albury.
Do you see this as a sort of symbolic journey in a way?
Yeah, absolutely. Symbolic in terms of the country crowd taking it into the bigwigs, so to speak. Yeah.
A cliffhanger result. AEC counting votes. Scrutineers watching. Media snatching at quotes. Victory. From little things, big things grow. In kitchen table meetings just weeks ago.
And every aspect has been one thrill after another, starting with the talk back in February that Cathy gave, asking for kitchen table conversations, having a kitchen table conversation, meeting wonderful people. I think that sums it up. The launch for the Voice for Indi that happened a month or so back vowed to keep going and you know, actively campaign for stuff they want, independent of Cathy's work in Parliament. So I think once with this momentum, good things will happen. Mightn't be quite what was planned, but good things will happen.
Hi, I'm Brody Carmody and I'm from Wodonga.
You are quite young, but had you ever been this involved in a political campaign before?
No. until Cathy McGowan came around, I was quite disillusioned with politics. I knew quite a bit about politics, but never actively involved at all. Yeah.
What do you think she's going to do for Indi? Do you think she can achieve much despite being an independent?
I think that Cathy will achieve a lot despite people having their concerns about her being an independent. I think she's proved that there's a lot that can be done if you're not a member of a major political party, especially at the grassroots level, which is where her campaign came from in the first instance. So I think there's a lot that she can do, and it doesn't have to involve her voting with Labour or with the government. She can do a lot on the ground, which is what's important.
Do you feel like the mood has changed a bit in the area or in Indi since the election?
I feel that it has, but I also think that the mood has changed elsewhere, not just in Indi. A lot of people kind of were just focused on the campaign and they weren't realising how much of a stir it was causing.